How can you ensure that your instructions are clearly understood? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we need to look at the confusion that you can sow in your team when you give unclear instructions. And how could you become more clear? Now, in our Frontline Leadership program in the Communications module, we do a little activity, and I'm going to try it here with you right now. Take any sheet of paper out, or you can think about it in your brain, see if you can draw it out, and I'm going to start by going to the left side of your page. I want you to draw a circle, and underneath the circle is an upside-down triangle. The circle is resting on that triangle. Beside the triangle to the right is a horizontal rectangle, and the corner of the triangle is touching the corner of that rectangle. Now, coming out the side of the circle is a line that goes across the page, and at the end of that line is a vertical rectangle. The line meets at halfway. And in the top right corner of that rectangle is a small square. Well, how'd you do? We're going to show you the diagram on screen, and you can compare what you had in your mind or what you wrote on the page. And what you'll probably see is what we see in the classroom is some of it might be right, but most of it isn't. So the issue is, how did I contribute to your confusion? Well, partially it's because I gave you those instructions very rapidly back to back without giving you any time to process. So sometimes that can happen in the workplace. Essentially, the leader becomes a spray and pray type of communicator. So here's a few tips for communicating your instructions more clearly. Number one, repeat the key details. Sometimes when you give someone an instruction, you actually cause confusion because you've thought it out in your own mind, but you're hijacking them mid-thought. So you have to get their attention. So when you give an instruction, you may have to repeat it so that they hear it the second time if they ignored it the first time. So repeat the key details. Secondly, you need to give them some time to process and understand. When I was describing that diagram to you earlier, I did the instructions so close together, it was awfully tough to know, oh, I got to process that instruction. But wait, there's another instruction coming right behind it. So how do you give people time to process and understand? And of course, the third thing is, instead of just firing out information, maybe I have to give people the opportunity to ask questions and then answer those questions to make them more effective. So if I do those three things, if I repeat the key details, if I give them time to process and understand, and then answer any questions that they have, chances are those instructions are going to be more clearly understood and complied with. Now, one of the things you can reflect on is, how many times do people have to come back to you to clarify the things that you told them to do? Or how many times do they try to make an assumption and do what they think that you told them to do, only to find out it really wasn't what you wanted? We're trying to eliminate that wasteful energy that gets spent either doing the wrong thing or doing something that someone thought was right but turned out to not be what you really wanted. Now, once you've figured out how to give clear instructions to your team, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by connecting with us and looking into our Frontline Leadership program that we deliver on-site or virtually through our virtual training studio. And it all starts with a conversation on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or why not connect on one of the many social media channels or the podcast of this particular Leader Feeder episode. No matter how you connect with us, I look forward to having a conversation with you on how we can help you create an operating environment that drives up results and employee engagement.